10 a.m. here at WMFO Medford. Let me tell you what I just played in that last set, and then I'll introduce you to our in-studio guests that are smiling happily. Well, you can't smile unhappily, can you? I don't know. You consider that while I do this. I don't know, really know. I'm speaking nonsense. That was The Pretenders. I got it from something called The Best of The Pretenders. My City Was Gone. Just such a funky rock beat there. It's undeniable. And just before that, this is kind of what led me to play The Pretenders. Big Head Todd and the Monsters recently has sort of diverted from their usual sound, and that was just so funky. They do something monthly called Monsters Music Monthly, and that was called Kissing My Love. That was pretty cool. And speaking of pretty cool, local music from a band called If We Go At All. Love those guys. They do such a great job, and they gave me that new recording called Repeat the Screams. How great was that? I just love that. And ended the last set with our friend Al Petulis' band, Special Guests. The new record's going to be called Illuminati, and that was Succubus, and I told you what that was about, or what it's supposed to be about. Or anyway. All right, so I'm looking at my friends Bird Mancini, Billy Carl, and Ruby. How you doing?
Good.
Well, great. How are you, Mike? And you're smiling happily, too.
I am, because that's the only way I know how to smile.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was talking about.
I want to give a shout to our friend Al Petulis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen him for a while, and hey, Al. Good to hear your stuff.
Why not? He doesn't mind being shouted at. I think it's a good shout. So you were here, I don't know, maybe it was close to a year ago? I think.
Something like that.
And we sort of went through the kind of interesting, you have a great story about the way you got together, and I'll try and sort of bring everybody up to speed. You guys, around 20 years old or so, were already into music in your own right, but you didn't know each other. Billy, you're in New Hampshire. I think Keene?
Yes, I am, or was. Thank God I'm not anymore. Well, sorry, Keen people.
Well, do you really mean that?
I'm smiling happily.
And Ruby was in Missouri. See, I did it right this time.
Yeah.
And both of you sort of wanted to, at that time in your life, get away and see what else you could find. So, strangely enough, you both made your way over to Tucson, Arizona. I almost said Tucson, because that's what I do. I remember you said you were in a pickup truck. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if you were driving with Duffa or you met Duffa there.
You know everything. You know more about us than we do.
And we remember.
Yeah, I just remember the conversation. But anyway, you both ended up there because there was a music contest at a club there called The Living Room that you said.
Wow.
Yeah. Right? And that's where you first came upon each other. And I know that Billy and Duffa won that particular contest.
Yeah.
And I think then is when you started to sort of write music together and collaborate. And obviously, somehow, you ended up back here in the East. Things did happen because you're Bird Mancini now. And
yeah, things happened. We collaborated on more than just music.
Yeah.
And we ended
really?
Up,
what else?
We
what
ended
else?
Up being
what else did we do now?
I was trying to steer around that, but that's okay. But I'm so happy that happened because here you are. And you've been doing this how long? This meaning making music.
Oh, gee, 30 years?
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah.
A long, long time. Longer long time. Than many of your listeners have been alive, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty old.
Are you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
57.
Wow. You don't look a day over 50.
I knew you were going to do that.
50.
Yeah. Yep. So
you've been, you look very
40.
Young. You look young.
So you've been pretty busy lately.
I have.
And the record that came out, we were just talking about that the last time that you were here. And so how's that going? I know you're gigging around a lot with that.
Go ahead.
I don't think the record was even out when we were here.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't out yet. But we had cuts, that were almost ready. And so now it's been out for a few months now.
Right.
Yeah, it's going fine. We have a gig tomorrow. In fact, we're going to be playing an all-band gig. That's the most immediate news at the Norwood Library, which we love library gigs.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 3 to 4 in the afternoon, just a one-hour set, and we're going to have our drummer on cajon and Latin percussion and all acoustic show, doing this music, the Dreams and Illusions mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a whole different take on our songs. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's got to be fun to do that, to be able to do different versions. you know, acoustically like that.
Yeah, and we're playing as a duo, too, very soon at the Emerald Rose.
Yep. And by the way, everybody, I listed all of the upcoming gigs that you had on your website in my show write-up, so you should be able to see all of that. And I've also got a link to buy Dreams and Illusions on iTunes.
You are awesome,
too.
Mike.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. You know, some copy-paste here and there and whatever. But yeah, I love Dreams and Illusions. I've been playing, you know, semi-regularly, you know, as much as I can. But I think it's just a great record. I really congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you very much. That's lovely of you to say.
And also since then, you collaborated on a compilation called Dylanology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is, you've got two tracks on there.
Two tracks. One is... I shouldn't say certain things, but I won't. But there's a lot of people on this. There's it's all local people. It's a double CD. There's tons of Dylan music on it.
Hence the name,
of course.
Hence the name. We did a big show with probably 20 different artists, and had a big turnout for that live show for this Dylan stuff. You know, Dylan draws people in.
Yeah.
You don't have to be Bob Dylan to draw people in on it with his name.
Display his music. Luckily, and people show up.
Yeah. Yep. You are great lovers of the Monkees.
Oh yeah.
Many of us are. We unfortunately lost Mr. Torque. And the last time I was here, we did a little a Monkees kind of a retrospective. And we were just talking, Sue and I, we were doing a show together, and we were just talking about how much that music has meant to us over the years and how it just has remained relevant. It's just great stuff.
It is, oddly enough. I mean, considering that it was kind of manufactured initially.
Initially, yeah. I read a quote where Peter said that when he signed up to do that TV show, he thought that they wanted him to play.
Mm-hmm.
And no. And, you know, finally when they got through the initial, whatever the length of the contract was, they were able to start to say, oh, I want to play this. And they could, and they were talented as can be.
They insisted on it. And we saw him two years ago at the Wilbur Theater with... in a sort of monkey show, not all the monkeys, but we saw you played
Mickey
of different
instruments. It would have been amazing if they all were there.
Yes. Well, actually, Davey was there in spirit. They had a big giant screen with Davey.
Oh, that's nice.
And they, I think they did that. There's a newish song on their last CD. What is it called? Good Times?
I know what you mean. I don't remember it at the moment.
Yeah, and they did that stuff with the big giant singing Davey behind them, so he was sort of there.
So you covered Last Train to Clarksville.
We did.
Yeah.
Which we'll be happy to play a little later. And I want to play some of the Dylanology too, but I know one of your favorites, and you mentioned it last time you were here, you're a Beatles fanatic, and you didn't include that in your the folks that you are influenced by, because it just would be repetitive, kind of. And there's when you came in today, you know, we really didn't make plans, and you said Claypool, Lennon, Delirium. Do you know about that? And it's like, yeah, it's a Sean Lennon, not Sean.
Yeah,
yes,
it is Sean. Because I messed that up before when I played it. It's Sean Lennon and Les Claypool.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And it's very out there. It's very cool. So we want to play something from that too.
Yeah, I love it. I love the production ideas that those guys have. I mean, they're younger people, but their influences go to my roots. They're very influenced by the 60s and recording in that way.
Yeah, and the relationship was born on stage, from what I read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they just had a good time and said, hey, why don't we just like...
Right, they were playing, right, and then they went, yeah, that's right.
Yep. So for people that haven't heard it, we picked a song called "Easily Charmed by Fools," and it's gonna—you'll hear what we're talking about. It's very unique. Just when you think you've got the whole cadence of the song down, it's just sort of changes on you. So let's play that, and we'll come back and we'll do something. Maybe you guys will treat us to some live stuff, whatever. I know you brought some CDs into, right?
Yeah,
we brought CDs. We still play CDs, folks.
I got
CDs.
Three players here.
And they got three players here, man. Well, and
we're
turntables.
A radio station. Yeah, we do. All right, so as Afor mentioned, the Claypool Lennon Delirium, this is Easily Charmed by Fools. Enjoy, everybody. This is WMFO, Medford. WMFO Medford, 10:18 in the morning. Wow, what do you think of that, huh? Joe Jackson.
We're going to run right out and get it.
Brand new Joe Jackson. The record's called Fool, and that's Fabulously Absolute. And you had said, have you got the new Joe Jackson? I just haven't heard it. I had it in my hand, but I didn't buy it, and I played that. And it's like, I saw him like maybe 3 weeks ago at what's now the Schubert Theater.
Yeah.
And he was just phenomenal.
Oh, he's always phenomenal.
Always phenomenal.
And we've seen him, a couple of times.
The genres that he hops between effortlessly, and the band was just so tight, you know.
Yeah, it makes me ashamed to be a musician.
We've been meaning to get this record. Thank you for playing that cut, because now we're definitely getting
now
this
we have
record.
No choice.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really good. I mean, they worked hard on it, obviously. And we started off with the Claypool Lennon Delirium, this year's record called South of Reality, easily charmed by fools. And you see what we were talking about, just the way it switches between everything, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and a lot of studio trickery. You can see they're having a lot of fun twisting the dials.
Yeah. Do they still do dials, or is it all?
I bet they have dials.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big... Sean was a big fan and actually worked with Lenny Kravitz, who's all into this retro recording.
All analog.
Equipment. He likes to do that stuff. I'm sure he ends up on the, you know, in digital world, but they love the analog stuff. And that you can hear that on this record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool. It's a good listen. It's just fun. It's fun. So just speaking of that, too, you guys put out a record, like we alluded to before, called Dreams and Illusions.
Yes.
And I want to play the title track. I really like it. And you're going to play another selection live in a little bit. But if you could just talk a little bit about the record as a whole and this track, Dreams and Illusions.
Well, there is a hole in the record. And it's actually a CD, which you can buy. And you can even go...
He's making fun of me.
No, I'm not. Right. I'm smiling happily.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, it's a... I don't know what to say about this record. It's a whole bunch of stuff that has to do with... it's just all songs we've written, and we want people to hear them.
It's really... from beginning to end, it's really a lot of songs about just our experience, that adult experience, really.
And Dreams and Illusions, that is about?
Dreams. Everyone has dreams.
They do.
And everyone probably has illusions.
They may not know it at the time.
They may not know it, and then they think back on it. But yeah, I mean, we've been on a long journey together, Billy and I. Mm-hmm. And so... this is kind of the culmination of that to this point so far.
Right. There are songs on this that might be 20 years old, and there are songs that were put out that were written almost by the time the CD was done. So it covers... I've got a back catalog of songs that, you know, I've got tons of them, so I can always dig one up if I can't, if I don't come up with something new.
Right. It's like, we need two more tracks. It's like, oh, don't worry about it. I got it.
Let me pull out this... This old cassette
we
from
have
1980.
A lot of great people on the record, too. I mean, we have our band members, Joel White and Joe Jaworski, playing on it, but we also have some guests, Brad Helene and
bass.
You know, Vic Sloan on drums.
On drums.
I'm sitting in, and Larry Harvey sat in on a cut. And it's really great to have so many great other musicians available to help.
For sure.
Because we need help.
Well, don't we all? And I think after we play this track, the title track, Dreams and Illusions, we should probably play something from Dylanology. And I think we'll finish up that short set there with the Monkees cover. And then come back and maybe you can play some stuff here live in the studio.
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay,
right.
Mike.
No, I have to say, Ruby, you're so percussive over there. I just hear things jingling and jangling.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
You know, it's just I'm just saying. All right, title track from their record, Dreams and Illusions. Bird Mancini here at WMFO, Medford.
Sometimes I can't play the part you want me to. What can I do? I'm only human after all. I've made mistakes, not unlike you. There'll come a time when things will have to change. And maybe all these years won't be in vain. It's an illusion.
The cloudless sky.
You're looking through the cloudless sky. Cosmic specks of dust, no mind to change, so change the pace. Look to everyone for your own name. And where you think you are is where you've been.
to England or France. You may like to gamble, you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you got to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Oh, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. You might be a rock and roll addict, dancing on the stage. Might have money and drugs, in a cage. Or you might be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Thank you.
coming.
WMFO Medford, 10:35. Boy, how much fun it must be to be musicians and be able to play, pay tribute, I should say, to artists that you love by doing something like that.
It is. That's music that we've grown up with, and you have too, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it's great to sort of dissect that stuff and figure out what they're doing, because it helps you in your own writing, you know, of pop music, which we try to do, I guess.
And it is your take on it. I mean, that's what you try to do. You try to, quote unquote, make it your own.
Yes, I put some funny chords in there.
Did you mean to? It says 2013. That's when you did it.
Correct. It's out on Low Budget Records, which is this little local record company that puts out several of these compilations. The Dylanology was out by them as well.
Lots of great artists on these compilations.
Yep. And just before that, you mentioned the Dylanology, where you covered, of course, Bob Dylan, Gotta Serve Somebody. And you told me a little secret about both of those, which I'm going to out you now. It's just such a cool thing to know. The only people playing any instruments or singing or anything on either one of those tracks is you two.
Yes, we're very, very modest about that. And I think we had our friend Rick Calcagni playing sitar on the Monkees thing, because you can't do a 60s cover without a sitar. That's what I've been told.
I guess not. For those of us who are uninitiated in this kind of thing, it's just recording each piece of it one by one, and as you have a backing track and whatever to listen to be able to add to it, you just build upon it.
Yeah, you just build on it. A lot of musicians have done it. Todd Rundgren's done it. McCartney done it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great drummer and everything. A lot of people have done it. Claypool Lennon did it.
Yeah, yeah. It's great to know that you do that.
Well, it is kind of neat to be able to do that. But we really appreciate working with other people too, because other people bring something sometimes to the table that you would never even think of.
All the time, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that that really adds a lot to your music.
Absolutely. But isn't it great to just have total control? I mean, it's probably a balance.
What do you think,
Billy? I love total control. I am a control freak. Thank you. Now it's out. It's on the public airwaves. Everybody knows it anyway.
Mm. I meant, you know, in the recording studio. I didn't mean in your life.
Well, yes, but I mean, I run a little recording studio, so I spend a lot of time in there twisting the dials, the digital dials, as they say.
Well, I see that you've got your instruments out here. Billy's got a guitar.
You what?
Billy's got a guitar.
Yes, and you outed me on the bells. I put, you know, we don't have our drummer with us, so I put bells on my feet. So
you've got bells, and you've got this. And you told me before with this wonderful little keyboard is that you found.
It's a student size accordion.
Yeah,
just a little accordion. It doesn't have all the bass notes, so I don't play them. All I do is I play the keyboard part, but it has a kind of a neat little sound.
All right. Well, let's give everybody a taste of what you two sound like live. You know what the instrumentation is, just a guitar and a little bit of foot percussion.
An accordion.
Yeah, and you're going to do a track off of your record, Dreams and Illusions, and this one's called One Mistake.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, live in Studio A, everybody. It's Bert Mancini.
Take it, Billy.
I made one mistake. The icy lake will start to break. Seem to shake the long heartache. What have I done? Walk beside you, talk like I knew. All that was true.
Give him a hand. That was Bert Mancini from their record, Dreams and Illusions, One Mistake.
Thank you very much.
You're right. It was all over in 3.5 minutes. Very painful.
Awesome.
More painless.
A 3.5 minuter.
Yeah, yeah. And anything about that particular track? Was it one of the older ones?
That was a pretty new one. Yeah. It's just, you know, me and my insecurities saying I make one mistake and everything goes to... where you know where it goes, and I
put it in the same place.
I hate that when that happens.
Yeah, like earlier today when I was just before you guys came in here, I was trying to cue things up and I missed two of them, and it just bothers me. One mistake, and it's just like,
and there you go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, somebody who's perfect all the time can't deal with that, right? This is what you and I are struggling with.
It's not possible to be perfect. So
it's
cut
not,
it out.
No. Oh, okay. All right, well, you were nice enough to bring some friends' CDs in here, local friends, that we want to talk about.
Oh, you bet.
And let everybody hear about. And the first one is affiliated with Berklee School of Music, Lauren Passarelli. And you said that she is a Beatles expert, and she teaches people how to play Beatles music.
At Berklee, she has a class, and not just the music itself, which she does. She also brings them into, I believe it's Studio B, which is the same as what the Beatles did at Abbey Road. They call it Studio B. They try to use the same equipment that the Beatles used. They try to reproduce the music absolutely perfectly, just like. And it's to teach it again, learning music that, and deconstructing it like that. You tend to bring it into your own music and figure out how it's done. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she teaches this at Berklee, and she's an amazing singer and songwriter, and she just love her. And this song is a. It reminds me of Brian Wilson, although she said she doesn't listen to it, Brian Wilson.
So this is called In December. Mm-hmm. And Ruby, I want to make sure this is the band version that I queued up. That's the one I want to do?
Yeah.
Okay. So In December, would we know anything about this song? Or?
It was written about December. I don't know.
We don't really know it the just, backstories of the songs.
Actually,
we just know that
she,
we like
she
them.
Listened to that movie with Cole Porter.
Oh, DeLovely?
DeLovely. Is that the right guy?
Yeah.
Anyway, she saw that movie and she was inspired to write this song. There you go. I do remember something. Yeah.
Okay, and after that, we have another one, a friend of yours called Dee Dee Stewart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we queued up the last track on the record, Evacuate the Planet. Mm-hmm. What's her story?
Well, she also is a Berklee professor, as it turns out. She also, people around here probably know her as the lead singer to Girls' Night Out, who were very big in the 80s and 90s, I think. And she put out this record maybe just a couple of months ago, maybe, I don't know,
a few
months ago. And it's very political, but it's just very... it's very different, and it's just great music from beginning to end. I wish someone would write a Broadway play based on the whole album, because it's like stories and just a great story. And the Evacuate the Planet is my favorite song. It's the last song on the
record.
I
remember when you first heard that song, we played it at home, and I was in a different room, and I heard you like applauding.
I stood up and cheered. I stood up and cheered, and yeah, it's great. So I'm glad that you're playing our two friends, Lauren and Dee Dee.
I can't wait to do it. We'll start off with Lauren, and this is In December. It's WMFO, Medford.
Was a televised press conference. All the world tuned in to hear the famous scientist, the brilliant Dr. Flynn. Say the earth has warmed at such a rate, we'll all be burned alive. Evacuate the planet, I fear the end is nigh. With 3 years till extinction, the wealthy businessmen of United Corporations hire Dr. Flynn to design a starship for them, their children, and their wives. Evacuate the planet, the richest will survive. Lay Charles a distant world to habitate. Hired a crew, and on the launching date, last words were sent by United Corporations president. With our fracking and our drilling, we ignored what lay ahead. I suppose we should have listened to what you scientists said, that we caused this situation we no longer can deny. We'd take you if we had the room, Dr. Flynn, goodbye. And wish to make things clear, my doomsday calculations were off by 30 years. He poured a cup of coffee and turned his weary eyes to the ruined, flooded city, the dark, polluted skies. His tearful young assistant said, "What now, Dr. Flynn?" The great man sighed and shook his head, said, "Now the begins."
I see what you mean. That's WMFO. About the Ruby was talking about that maybe being a Broadway, you know, music kind of a thing. Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, all of the songs are great. So again, I recommend that record, which is
Dee Dee Stewart, from the record called No Love Songs, Laments for a Broken Society. That was Evacuate the Planet. Mm-hmm. And before that, Lauren Passarelli, the CD is Midnight Sun, and that was the band version of In December.
Mm-hmm.
Both really nice. Thank you for sharing those. Those are excellent.
You're welcome.
I love it when guests come in and they bring their own stuff from their own library. It's just loving the music that you are able to share. you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got a couple of minutes left, and let's talk a little bit about where you're going to be playing again, just a bit.
Yes, okay, yeah, we're going to, there's no reading required, but we're going to be playing a library tomorrow. Tomorrow, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and remember, it's daylight savings time.
And it's after the snow and yuck have ended.
Yeah. After right. the snow and yuck is mm-hmm. correct, and right. Anyway, it's free to get in.
But Norwood.
In Norwood, Mass. Massachusetts, and it's free mm-hmm. to get in, but it might behoove you to go to our website and calendar page, and you can register and guarantee yourself a seat. But again, it's free to get in anyway.
There's only a few seats left, so recommended that you go to our website and
so, yeah, you
check
know,
that off.
And then, yeah, we're big in the library scene. And then... it's going to be kind of an acoustic-y thing. It's going to be a little different for us. And then we're doing... Well,
otherwise, the librarians are going to be shh.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. They keep shushing us.
Right.
No,
I don't know why they
no
do.
Shushing.
No, there's no shushing
there's no
or
shushing.
Reading.
Okay. No, no. We're also going to be playing as a duo very shortly. On March 23rd, we'll be at the Emerald Rose as a duo.
In Billerica.
Billerica. We haven't played as a duo for a while, so we're really kind of looking forward to that one.
Except on Mike's show. That's the only place
right.
we do
mm-hmm. Right. We just did. That's right.
Right. All right. Well, let's play a couple of tracks from your record, Dreams and Illusions. It's called It's Already Done, and it's the main version and also a reprise mm-hmm. that we're going to play. You chose this to sort of take us out. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, this is one of the few true collaborations between Billy and me. I wrote the words and Bill wrote the music for the most part.
It's like Elton and Bernie.
Right.
Yeah.
And
are you calling her Bernie?
So we
I was not.
No.
So we did this song originally to as a longer song, all one version, and then we decided to split it up on the record. For some reason, we put the ending of the song on toward the end of the album as a reprise. So I thought it would be kind of cool to hear them together as we originally conceived the idea.
All right, we'll do that. This is called It's Already Done, and after this we'll come back and say goodbye to you and hello to Jane for Something About the Women. How's that sound?
All right.
All right, be right back. You're at WMFO.
Of a man who makes a hard living with a calloused hand, an innocent kiss, a little bit of fun, no need to worry, 'cause it's all.
Prisoner to
sick ambition turned to pastures green. Nonsense and fretting till heaven is won.